Partners Group's €6 billion refinancing wall exposes private equity's rate hangover. Three portfolio companies held by Partners Group, the Swiss alternative asset manager overseeing well over $100 billion globally, are facing a combined €6 billion refinancing requirement in a credit environment materially tighter than when the original loans were arranged. The situation is a concrete illustration of a stress fracture that has been forming across the private equity industry since interest rates moved sharply higher and stayed there. The mechanism is straightforward. When rates were near zero, firms could load portfolio companies with cheap debt, grow EBITDA through operational or financial engineering, and refinance at still low rates before selling. Stressed in private credit language does not necessarily mean a company is operationally failing. It can mean the debt structure has become misaligned with the company's actual cash generation at current rates. A perfectly functional business can still be unable to service a debt load designed for a different rate environment. What makes Partners Group's position analytically striking is the simultaneity of stress and deployment. The firm recently closed a $1 billion private credit mandate with a major Asian institutional investor, acquired a majority stake in AVK, a data center power supplier, a sector experiencing extraordinary demand from AI infrastructure buildout, and completed an exit from the bubble tea chain Gongcha, with Bain Capital taking control. The concurrent fundraising success suggests institutional investors retain confidence in the platform even as the refinancing negotiations proceed behind closed doors. The resolution mechanism for the €6 billion exposure will be closely watched. If the debt reprices at higher spreads without restructuring, the stress was real but contained. If any of the three positions require a debt for equity swap or covenant-heavy maturity extension, the signal to the broader private credit market, which has grown to roughly $1.7 trillion globally, will be considerably more serious. The institutional investors sitting in those credit vehicles, including pension funds, endowments, and sovereign wealth funds, are calibrating their expectations for an entire vintage of leveraged lending accordingly. The AVK acquisition, meanwhile, illustrates where Partners Group sees durable opportunity. Data center power supply chains are consuming capital at rates that were essentially unforeseeable 5 years ago, and buying into that supply chain at scale in 2026 carries a defensible long-term thesis. Regulators in the EU, where Partners Group is headquartered, will be watching whether any such acquisitions create market power in what remains a rapidly consolidating infrastructure segment.